In his 2018 fiscal year budget proposal, President Donald Trump wants to eliminate the Institute of Museum and Library Services, which would affect library funding and the technological services libraries provide. IMLS, a government agency, distributes funds through the Library Services and Technology Act, or LSTA, which grants money to libraries to improve technology. Cape Girardeau Public Library Director Betty Martin spoke with me more about this. How will it affect libraries like Cape Girardeau, which is about a medium-sized library?
Right. We are a medium-sized library in Missouri. And what it will mean for us is, you know, we have 85 computers, public access computers, in our building. And people use those to apply for jobs, pay their taxes, improve their education. And so if that money goes away, we will struggle to keep those computers updated. You know, computers have a life cycle. So after 5 to 7 years, I mean, we do the best we can. We stretch their life. But, you know, when they die, then we have to replace them. And so it'll be more of a struggle. We'll probably end up with fewer computers, I would think. You know, the training will be difficult. You know, our operating budget is based on property tax that's collected within a certain library district, and it doesn't grow much from year to year. So, you know, that budget will just get tighter and tighter, and the things that will suffer will be computer equipment, staffing, collection development.
Okay. And so we talked a little bit about courier services and that being a one way that's going to be affected. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Also, some of the funding is used for what they call resource sharing. So this is, some people have heard it as interlibrary loan. If, you know, there's no way the Cape Girardeau Public Library can buy every book that people want, mm-hmm. Or that's published. So we often borrow items from other libraries, first around the state and then even, you know, some joining states. And the state library chose to put into their five-year plan that part of that LSTA funding would go towards a courier service. So probably as recently as 5 years ago, when people would ask for a book from another library, we would have to charge them for postage to get that book back and forth from our library to the lending library. But the state library put into their LSTA long-range plan to use some of that money for a courier service. So now we don't have to charge people for interlibrary loan. And that's huge. You know, our interlibrary loan requests have gone up quite a bit. So we're able to get whatever people want at no additional charge. I mean, people are already paying for a library card through their taxes. So this enhances our collection without having to purchase every single item that somebody wants and then house it as well. There's even a consortium that's been growing with, there's about 35 libraries in it now, mostly small libraries, where they share their catalog. And so it's very seamless for their borrowers to borrow something from another library. They just click, yes, I want that book, even though it's in a library, you know, 100 miles away, and then it gets put on the courier service and brought to them. And again, at no additional charge to the library. So it's huge savings. It helps libraries really, you know, expand what they can offer.
And another thing is, going back to this LSTA grant funding, one thing that will, if it's taken away, librarians will have a hard time keeping up with the latest trends in technology and training resources.
That's absolutely true. That is absolutely true. You know, we do the best we can, but we're not technology experts. You know, some of us are fortunate enough to be able to have a full-time IT staff member, but most of the small libraries in Missouri are not that fortunate. And there are far more small libraries than there are even medium or large size libraries in Missouri.
So has this been the first time that this has happened, where the library has been potentially, or this grant has been potentially been proposed to be eliminated?
As far as I know, I've never heard of this before, but, you know, I can't say for sure. There's been a call to arms for librarians and our library users to really speak up on behalf of libraries to their legislators and say this is very important. If we can't serve people with people's technology needs, then that digital divide grows ever wider, ever bigger. Because there are a lot of people, even in our community in Cape Girardeau, who can't afford technology. They can't. Maybe they have a laptop, but they can't afford the monthly internet fee. Mm-hmm. So they and maybe it's a very slow, or if they can afford it, maybe it's a very slow connection. We have a very fast connection at the library, and you know, it just helps people again find those jobs, apply for them, file their taxes, both federal and state. There haven't been state paper forms for years. People have to file online. And I don't know where people are going to go if they can't come to the library because we don't have the equipment for them to file those taxes, apply for those jobs. I just, there's something on NPR yesterday about the fact that with such low unemployment, the employers are having trouble finding new employees. And, you know, we need, people need to be, have access, easy access to applying for all these jobs that employers are anxious to fill.
Well, another thing, you talked about the digital divide. Is there something in place in the event, again, if this goes through and the IMLS grant is eliminated, which therefore kind of hits on the LSTA grant program as well, is there a backup plan?
Well, some libraries, most of the medium and large size libraries are fortunate enough to have a Friends Foundation, or an RI, which is a fundraising arm. So, you know, in terms of the Cape Girardeau Public Library, we would have to get the Friends to really step up and do some additional fundraising to help replace outdated equipment, to help pay for training for staff. You know, we're fortunate that way, but I'm telling you that, you know, the majority of the libraries in Missouri are small libraries, and they don't have that kind of Friends base. Or, you know, their community is not, they're living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have extra money to spend on fundraising to buy something for the library. I think it'll be a huge issue for those small communities, which also don't tend to have really good internet access. I think of Bollinger County, you know, really struggles to serve their people because they don't have internet access, and their library computers are used all the time.
Well, not to be all doom and gloom, we have some good news here. The Cape Girardeau Public Library received 4 LST grants. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those grants that you all received?
Sure. We just heard about them last week, so we're very excited. Well, every year my youth services coordinator applies for a summer reading club grant. So she received that. Actually, let me back up. That was previously this year, but just recently she received a Racing to Read grant. So that was $20,000 to help our youngest patrons start to learn how to read and to help enhance their literacy skills. And then another staff member received a $7,500 grant called a Spotlight on Literacy grant, where she's going to actually go and partner with the schools to help introduce library services to their children, for some of the elementary school age children. And then I received a $7,000 grant to help us redesign our website, which is very important. That's way people access our catalog and find out about our programs. And then also an $11,000 grant to help with some strategic planning, which we've been needing to do for a couple of years. And we're looking forward to that. So there's quite a bit of work ahead of us. These are one-year grants. So we're going to be busy bees over at the library.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me.